I'm Graham Pasco, here to present a couple of hours of music for your enjoyment. There'll be recordings by artists including Rosemary Clooney, Billie Holiday, Al Martino and Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and then a little bit later, Gene Kelly. I'll play a recording by my singer of renown for this week. It's going to be a delightful duet. The first few recordings include tributes to a couple of songwriters who were born this day many years ago. They include Jelly Roll Morton, American pianist and songwriter, born this day in 1885, and also Frank Churchill, who wrote songs for movies, including, for example, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Today's the anniversary of the birth of Frank Churchill.
One song, I have but one song, one song only for you. One heart tenderly beating, ever entreating, constantly true. One love that has possessed me, one love thrilling me through, one song my heart keeps singing, of one
Crosby and the Paul Taylor Choristers sang one song, written by Frank Churchill and Lorrie Mori for a 1937 Disney film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. My next selection is a hit record from 1954.
This old house once knew its children, this old house once knew its wife, this old house was home and comfort as they fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter, this old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer, ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, he's a-getting ready to meet the saints. Getting shaky, this old house is getting old. This old house lets in the rain, this old house lets in the cold. Oh, his knees are getting chilly, but he feels no fear of pain, 'cause he sees an angel peeking through.
house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is a-getting feeble. This old house is a-needing paint. Just like him, it's tuckered out, but he's a-getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer, ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor.
Ready to meet the saint. Golly, that was This Old House, written by Stuart Hamblin, sung by Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's orchestra. And as I said, that was a hit in 1954. Was King Porter Stomp, written by the pianist Jelly Roll Morton. Glenn Miller made that recording in 1938. Another Butte recording of King Porter Stomp was by the orchestra of Benny Goodman. Here's a song recorded in 1934.
Song of these days, you'll miss me, honey. Some of these days, you'll feel so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, you'll miss my kissing. You'll miss me, honey,
when I'm gone away. I feel so lonely, just for you only, for you know, honey, that you had your way. And when you leave me, you know you grieve me, you'll miss your little daddy, yes, some of these days.
Some of These Days, written by Shelton Brooks, recorded by the Mills Brothers in 1934. I hope you're enjoying the music, and my next selections, three of them in fact, are from a show which opened in New York in October 1929. The name of the show was Great Day. I'll play three songs which Vincent Eumanns wrote for Great Day. In fact, the first one is title song. Well, I don't know whether that was the fault in the record that kept repeating itself or whether it was part of the arrangement, but the song was Great Day, and it was played by Robert Farnon and his orchestra, a recording made in 1987.
More than you know, more than you know, man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. I need you so. Nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd sigh, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show,
strong in my soul.
makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all. Without a
I rounded off my little tribute to the musical production Great Day with a song without a song. That was sung by the American baritone Lawrence Tibbett, and Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson's orchestra sang More Than You Know. Both songs written by Vincent Humans for the 1929 New York show Great Day. My next two selections are recordings from the 1960s.
Spanish eyes, teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please, please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Please, say, 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 say you and your Spanish eyes will wait. Spanish eyes, prettiest eyes in all of Mexico. Spanish eyes, please smile for me once more before. Bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Please, say, 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 say you and your Spanish eyes will wait for me. Say you and your Spanish eyes.
In the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight.
in love forever, it turned out so right for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right for strangers in the night.
The last two songs you heard were composed by the German musician-songwriter Bert Kaempfert. Spanish Eyes was sung by Al Martino, a hit record in 1965, and Frank Sinatra's recording of Strangers in the Night, also written by Kaempfert, was on the top of the Australian hit parades in 1966. Frank was accompanied by Nelson Riddle in that recording of Strangers in the Night. Judy Garland had a distinguished and, in some respects, irregular career over decades as a singer and an actress, and one of her high points, if not the high point, was starring with James Mason in the 1954 motion picture A Star Is Born. The music for that show was written by Harold Arlen with lyrics by Ira Gershwin, and the number one song, The Man That Got Away. But I'm not going to play a recording by Judy Garland. The recording that I've selected is by Ella Fitzgerald.
The night is bitter. The stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, and suddenly you're older, and all because of a man that got away. Has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen the final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy of his, you're on to, but fools will be fools, and where's he gone to? The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope
you burn up. Tomorrow he may turn up. There's just no let up. The live long night and day. Looking for the man that got away.
Ella Fitzgerald and Billy May's orchestra recorded The Man That Got Away in 1960.
Will I ever find the girl in my mind? One who is my ideal. Maybe she's a dream, yet she might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize a light in her eyes? No other eyes reveal. Will she pass me by and never ever know that she is my ideal? Recognize a light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will she pass me by and never even know that she is mine?
Ideal, written by Richard Whiting, Newell Chase and Leo Robin for Marie Chevalier to sing in a 1930 motion picture, Playboy of Paris. The recording that I played was by Johnny Ray. He was accompanied by Billy Taylor's quartet. And Johnny Ray was backed by the four lads on quite a few of his hit records, not on the record that I just played for you.
Sunny gets blue, her eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet love a man comes to call. When Sunny gets blue, she breathes a sigh of sadness, like the wind that stirs the trees. Wind that sets the leaves to swaying, like some violins are playing weird and haunting melodies. People used to love to hear her laugh, see her smile. That's how she got her name. Since that sad affair, she's lost her smile, changed her style. Somehow she's not the same. But memories will fade, and pretty dreams will rise up where her other dreams fell through. Hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away each lonely tear and hold her near when Sunny gets blue. Away each lonely tear and hold her near when Sunny gets blue.
Ray Conniff's orchestra accompanied Johnny Mathis in that recording of When Sunny Gets Blue, written by Jack Siegel and Marvin Fisher. In 1964, in October, in New York, a show called The Golden Boy was first performed, and it introduced Sammy Davis Jr. to Broadway. The song for Golden Boy was written by Charles Strauss and Lee Adams. I'm going to play a recording from that show right now.
Can't you see it? It's clear as it can be. It makes a sunny beam of light that seems to follow me. Can't you hear it? Sopranos everywhere. Of the choicest voices thrilling in the air. It makes the soot underfoot flash like diamonds, and every cop dances by light. Fred Astaire, chikung, chikung, chikung. Can't you see it? It's flashed across the sky. If you can see it, you're as happy as I. Can't you feel it? It's pleasanter than spring. It's like the humble peasant felt the day they made him king. It makes the fumes from the bus smell delicious. And every bum on a bench sings like bing. Can you see it? It makes the buildings fly. If you can see it, you're as happy as I. If you can see it, you're as happy as I.
As happy as I. That was a recording by Rod McLellan, made in London, in Melbourne, rather. Of Can't You See It from Golden Boy. The next two songs are from a show which the Gershwin brothers wrote music in 1930.
Tell me dreams come true. Just try it and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyanna. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Our lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more skies of gray than any.
Écoutez, je suis le professeur. Répétez après moi. Do.
Do.
Street.
Street.
Lady.
Lady.
Window.
Window.
Alors maintenant, une chanson américaine.
Wow.
An American song. Dis-moi. I got. Bon. Tous ensemble.
I got.
Bon.
I got.
Rhythm.
I got.
Music.
I got.
My gal, who could ask for anything more?
I got.
Daisy.
I got.
In green pastures.
I got.
My gal, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. Vous comprenez ça?
Non! I got.
Rhythm.
I got.
Music.
I got.
My gal, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
La même chose en français.
J'ai du rythme, j'ai de la musique, j'ai ma chérie, who could ask for anything more? J'ai des daisies dans green pastures, j'ai ma chérie, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him hanging round my door. Comprenez ça maintenant?
Non!
I got!
Yeah!
I got!
Yeah!
I got! Who could ask for anything more?
Who could ask for anything more?
Soldier!
Soldier!
Look at these bad soldats!
Two songs written by George and Ira Gershwin for Girl Crazy in 1930. The first, But For Not For Me, that was sung by Ethel Merman in the show. The recording I played was by the New Zealand soprano Kiri Te Kanawa. And then I Got Rhythm. Ethel Merman sang it in 1930, but the recording that I played was from the soundtrack of the film An American in Paris, in which it was sung by Gene Kelly and a children's chorus.